You know, American folklore is filled with legendary characters like Billy the Kid, Johnny Appleseed, Vegas Bill, and probably the greatest one of all has got to be Paul Bunyan, because he was the meanest and the biggest and the dirtiest and the tobacco chewingest and the funkiest and the best wood chopper of all of them. Well, he rode through the woods on a big blue ox. He had fists as hard as chopping blocks. 500 pounds and 9 feet tall. Now that's Paul. Talk about working. When he swings his axe, you could hear it ring for a mile and a half. Then he'd yell timber and down she'd fall for Paul. Talk about drinking, that man so mean that he'd never drink nothing but kerosene. A 5-gallon can is a little bit small for Paul. Talk about women, that man so lusty needs a woman every hour just to keep him getting rusty. The young ones run and the old ones crawl to Paul. Talk about tough, well, he once had a fight with a thunderstorm on a cold, dark night. I ain't saying who won, but it don't storm at all around here, thanks to Paul. He was 90 years old when he said with a sigh, I said, I think I'm gonna lay right down and die. Cause sunshine and sorrow, I seen it all, says Paul. Says there ain't no man alive can kill me, ain't no woman left can thrill me, and I think a heaven just might be a ball, says Paul. So he died and we cried. It took 18 men just to bust the ground, took 3 or 4 more just to lower him down. And we covered him up and we figured that was all for Paul. But late one night the tree started shaking and the dog started barking and the earth started quaking. And out of the ground with a hi-yaw came Paul. Well, he shook the dirt from my office clothes. He scratched his ass and wiped his nose. You know, being dead wasn't no fun at all, says Paul. He said, now up in heaven they got harps on their knees. They got clouds and wings, but they got no trees. I don't think that's much of a heaven at all, says Paul. So he jumps on his ox with a farewell. He said, I'll find out if they got trees in hell. He rode away. That was all we ever seen, Paul. But the next time you hear a timber yell that sounds like it's coming from the pits of hell, then a booming laugh and a ghostly wail like somebody chopping on the devil's tail, then a shout and a call, a crash and a fall, that ain't no mortal man at all, that's just Paul.